this is how I started working for EOS Funds with John Farns. John and I go way back to, boy, I met John when he was 21 and a self-made multimillionaire from trading stocks, which is pretty amazing. He just happened to bump into me in Santa Barbara. We both were trading stocks, and we started off a long friendship. And then in 98, I started working with him as hedge fund. And we were early pioneers and had the early adopters or backers of Chinese companies going via reverse takeovers to the U.S. We were funding kind of heist concurrent with their listing in the U.S. It was an amazing business. We buy things at three or four times earnings and concurrent with the listing and start trading at 20 times earnings. And so, but then we started to find out that a lot of companies that were, we thought were even the legitimate ones were exaggerating a lot of their financials. And so we kind of flipped to the short side and created an anonymous, name and started exposing some of the bigger frauds out there. Helped to clean up the market, which I'm proud of. That's all to say that we weren't naive U.S. investors, and actually we got to know Chairman Han, I think in about 2008, and have followed his business ever since then. And I will tell you that John is the largest position, is an Origin Ag Tech. And he's a big believer in Chairman Han and the team and what they have there. So I think, that's another validation from somebody that's, we have, John has, I don't know with the company, but John has an analyst in China. They really kick the tires on the company and do the due diligence. So I will say that one thing that people say is, oh, Chinese company, well, I don't know how to speak the language. I don't know how to do due diligence. And of course, want everybody to do their own due diligence and not rely on something that I'm saying or John. But I would say that, having a group that has the resources there, kicking the tires is a good validation. And certainly that's one of the reasons why I wanted to join the company and help Chairman Han on the U.S. side.
Yeah, well, that pseudonym that John used to buy was Alpha Bill, if you remember. I think that was the.
Yeah. Some funny stories back in those days. That's for sure. What a wild ride that was. So I like to tell people that I'm not, I joined Origin and Chairman Han, and I'm not just some American guy that's new to the story. I actually have that long history. And so I think that's important to say.